My mother, well, she had four children to look after, but she ran the shop. She ran the grocery side of the business. I remember one day she was on the phone to an official, I think probably from the Ministry of Food, complaining she hadn't been sent enough bacon to enable her to serve all her customers. She probably hadn't sent in enough coupons from the ration books to warrant more bacon. But sides of bacon were delivered, which then had to be cut up, and a slicing machine was used to make rashers. The sides of bacon, I remember being carried into the shop from a large lorry and slung over the delivery man's shoulder, which was quite a sight. Margarine was also delivered to the shop in a large box and had to be cut out separately for each customer, weighed and wrapped in greaseproof paper. The same applied to cheese, which came in a large round block. This was cut in half and then in smaller sections with a cheese wire. This was a specially strong piece of wire with handles each end to enable the wire to be pulled through the cheese. Sugar was also delivered in specially strong sacks and had to be scooped out into smaller bags and weighed. These small bags were made of a special strong type of paper, very thick and coloured blue, and it did have a name, but I'm afraid I can't remember what it was called.